As we all know, the Dolphins are officially the NRL 17th club, and will be looking to sign up marquee talent throughout 2022 before they take the field for the first time in 2023. I'm Oliver from Rugby League in My Opinion, and today we will be looking at every expansion club's best signing from their inaugural season. A few rules to go over before we start. We will only be looking at clubs who joined the competition in 1982 and after, as that is when the competition started to expand outside of the Sydney area. I must re-emphasise that I will also only be selecting players from teams' inaugural squads from the year they came into the competition, so please don't be shocked when Andrew Johns isn't select for Newcastle. With that being said, let's get stuck in. Here is every expansion club's best signing from their first season. We kick things off with the Canberra Raiders and their inaugural 5'8", Chris O'Sullivan. Unless you're a staunch Raiders fan or an older diehard rugby league fan, then you unfortunately would probably not know about Chris O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan was one of the only surviving members of Canberra's squad in 1982 to play in the club's first grand final appearance just 5 years later in 1987. He would also start at 5'8 for the Raiders in the 1989 Grand Final, slotting a field goal in extra time to give Canberra a 15-14 lead against Balmain. With this huge play often overlooked in favour of Steve Jackson's try to seal the premiership minutes later. O'Sullivan would go on to play in the 1990 Grand Final, retiring at the end of 1992. With two premierships and over 200 appearances for the Raiders, clearly making him the club's best signing from their inaugural season. Onto the competition's other expansion side from 1982, the Illawarra Steelers, and their best inaugural signing, John Dorohy. After making a name for himself at the Magpies throughout the 70s, Australian international John Dorohy was Illawarra's marquee signing at the time, and in hindsight really was the standout of the initial Steelers side. Dorohy had the honour of being the club's first captain, and in his three-year stint down south, setting a club record for most goals in a season with 76 in 1983, scoring nearly 500 points for the Steelers. On to the 1988 Broncos now, and their best marquee signing from that season, Alan Langer. Some may argue Wally Lewis for what he's done in the game as a whole, but the impact he had on the Broncos pales in comparison to that of the great Alfie Langer. A rising star in 1988, Langer would go on to lead the Broncos to four of their six premierships as captain and will forever be remembered as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Bronco of all time. We move on to another expansion club from 1988, the Newcastle Knights, whose best signing from that season was Tony Butterfield. Now, Knights fans are probably screaming at me right now for not selecting the chief, Paul Harrigan. And I was about to select him, however, whilst he was signed, Harrigan did not play in 1988, debuting the following season, so we're going with his partner in the front row from the 1997 Grand Final, Tony Butterfield, who went on to play over 200 games for the Knights, winning a premiership with the club in 1997, and was named in Newcastle's Team of the Era in 2007. Our final expansion club from 1988, it's time to look at the Gold Coast Giant Seagull Chargers, as I like to call them, who overall didn't have the best of times in the top grade, and it was hard for them to find someone from their inaugural squad who became a star whilst at the club. So to an established talent we go, with Chris Choppy Close, who after gaining big game experience at the Seagulls, moved to the new Gold Coast side until the end of 1991. Fast forward 7 years and it was time for the competition to expand again, only this time on a grander scale, with four new clubs joining the competition in 1995. We start by looking at the North Queensland Cowboys, whose marquee signing turned out to be a fringe player from 95, Paul Bowman, who played in over 200 games for the club and was the only player from the inaugural season to play for the Cowboys in the 2005 NRL Grand Final. Onto the Warriors now, and you simply can't go past Stacey Jones, who in 1995 broke into the side as a 19-year-old and went on to play over 250 games for the club, which included a grand final appearance in 2002. Now to the defunct sides that we were introduced to in 95, as the Western Reds can boast Mark Geyer as their best marquee signing. He was the club's biggest name at the time, and to this day is the one player people instantly think of when the Reds are brought up in discussion, with MG at the club for their entire three-season stay in first grade. The South Queensland Crushers may have only lasted three seasons like the Reds, but still boasted a marquee in the axe, Trevor Gilmeister, who captained the club for the majority of their first season in 1995 and represented Queensland whilst a Crusher. With the first and only Super League season in 1997 came two new clubs, the first of which were the Adelaide Rams, who would fold at the end of 1998, but both star signing Kevin Campion for the 97 season, with the Ford representing Queensland whilst playing for the club. On to the Super League's other new franchise, who would last just the one season in the Hunter Mariners. It's extremely hard to pick the club's best signing based off of 1 year of existence, so I've gone with the Mariners' top try and goal scorer from 1997 in Nick Zisti. Just the one expansion side from 1998, the Melbourne Storm, whose best signing from that season is somebody whose brother is already on this list. It's Matt Geyer. As a result of Melbourne's dominance over the last 15 years, Matt Geyer's legend status at the club often goes unrecognised. In over 250 games for the Storm, Geyer would appear in both the 1999 and 2007 grand finals. Fast forward 9 years now to the final club we'll be looking at today, the Gold Coast Titans, who were the hardest team to pick a marquee from, due to the side remaining much the same between 2007 and the club's preliminary final appearance in 2010. However, you can't really go past inaugural club captain Scott Prince, who played over 100 games for the club and led them to their furthest finish in an NRL season to date when the Titans made said preliminary final appearance in 2010. He would also represent both Queensland and Australia whilst at the Titans. So there we have it, each expansion club's best signing from their inaugural season. What changes would you make, and who do you think will end up being the Dolphins' best signing? Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you're listening on Spotify and leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I'll see you very soon.